We've been sharing short testimonies the last few months with powerful testimonies of God's love in our lives and the way that God uses this community of faith to help make differences in people's lives. And today, Judy is going to share a few words.
How nice that this is prefaced by one of my favorite hymns. When Mitch called on me to speak on stewardship today, I said, oh, what can I say that others haven't said? And I said, well, here goes. For those who don't know me well, I will start with the move of the McDonald family to Essex about 38 years ago. One of the first things I did was to look for a new church family. I had left a loving congregation at Community Baptist Church in Wappingers Falls, and I wanted one that had the same qualities of love and fellowship. Well, I found it here in this building. I became active in all the activities of the church, the same as I had done in Wappingers Falls. I was a Sunday school superintendent, taught Sunday school. Children were part of a youth group that at that time was led by Wes and Ruth. And over the years, I sang in the choir and committed myself to other church activities. My husband Dick and I were active participants of the adult group. When Dick's multiple sclerosis took over our lives, I had to cut back on these activities that I loved. But the love and fellowship I so cherished was still there for us during the 18 years we dealt with his disease. At that time, I was working too. I was the Learning Center assistant at Founders Memorial School for 25 years, and I retired just before Dick passed. I continued doing what I could, and the church supported us when things would get bad for Dick. Everyone was there for my family and me when he passed in January 2005. And after that, I was able to resume some of the activities. Right now, I'm limited a bit by the arthritis in my knee. The church supported Chris's family, Laura, and the children for a year while he was deployed on his second deployment to Afghanistan. The fellowship of this church has changed over the years as families have come and gone, but the love and caring of its members remains the same. Every year at this time, we face as a church coming up with a budget that will sustain us and also allow us to go forward, and the members are asked to give a bit more in our pledging. This isn't an easy thing for many of us now that we are on fixed incomes, and for young families who have to have both parents work. However you deal with the yearly pledging request, it is a personal decision. While I was at Community Baptist Church, I was also financial secretary for many years, and I knew what kind of decisions that people made. And I know how difficult it is, and I know how difficult it is for me each year. But I ask that each person or family look deep into your hearts and decide on a commitment to the budget of the church. This church fellowship isn't just for the time we spend on Sundays for worship. It is a commitment based on love and faith and concern for each other. In a pledging commitment, we are asked not only for an amount to be given for the upkeep of the church, the parsonage, and the programs of the church. We are also asking that the church do something for us, provide a loving and caring environment that will fill us with the grace of God and share it with each other. This can't be done without the support of the members and the friends of Essex Center United Methodist Church. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy.